Blog Talk Radio.
Hey, angels, hold on 1 second, and I'll be right back. Okay, it's 6:30 where you are, man. I am so impressed that you get up, okay? Good for you.
Oh, some days are harder than others.
Yeah, I hear you. I know. I've been watching your Facebook post, but tell us how you get up, how you do it. So I think that's wonderful.
Oh, man, I set my alarm for like 20 minutes before I have to like get out of bed, and then I hit snooze like twice. And then I crawl out and I go get on the couch and wait for you to call me.
Okay, well, here we are. That's so cool because let me tell you, I got up early this morning, right at 5, and I did a little some work and stuff. It's 8:25. I'm like, jeez, I just went back to sleep. So I jumped up out of bed. I set everything up, you know, the day before. And man, I was like, thank you. And we've been doing a fitness challenge at Orange Theory, right? So, you know, I'm doing that. And so I was like, I take the last class at night, so it helps me sleep. So at 8:30 to 9:30, or 7:30 to 8:30, one of those two. And then I come in, and because I can go to sleep easier when I exercise before I go to bed, and it helps me sleep all night. And so I was like, I might need to rethink this equation here because I'm supposed to get up earlier. And I usually do, no problem, but, man, it was a tough day today. So anyway, but I'm glad to be here, blessed with my health. I had a great dream last night that everything, my health was good and my body's getting stronger and my heart, my mind, and spirit. So, it's good. So what about you? What's going on? You've been doing a lot of good, cool stuff on the internet.
I just feel like I've been doing a lot more moving around and I had a couple of really hard days where I just was really, really sore, but I got a good massage, so that helped a lot. Just trying to hang in there.
You know, they say resting, okay, and take care of yourself, including massage, is as important as moving around and the exercise, whatever you say, you know, whatever you do. And I was like, okay, that's cool. So I recognize that, and sometimes when I, you know, it's like today, I go, man, maybe I just needed that little bit of extra sleep because I'll make it up and get it done, you know, today. So, I'm just going to say that at the end of the day, what I want my day to look like is having done more, do you ever have a thoughts about yourself, like attack thoughts, like I wish I were this, or I wish I could do this better? Or something like that. Do you ever have those thoughts?
Yeah, I do. I wish I had, more energy. That's usually the one I wish for most. Is I wish I had more energy because I do. I'm chronically tired and exhausted, and I just sometimes just pretend that I'm not, so I can do the things that I have to do.
You know, one thing in me, I want you to know something that I use, I actually get it from Herbalife, and I've gotten it from Whole Foods, is it's called raw guarana. It's really good, but, you know, it will give you energy, but it's not like coffee. It works on your, like coffee works on your adrenals, this doesn't. And so, let me try it. Okay, take one tablet or two. It's natural. What's the story behind it? The Amazon Indians used to use it before they would go into battle. Nothing like getting some energy before you go in and shoot a few bows in the air. That's what I'm thinking. But it does work if you're sluggish, you know, during the day or in the morning or whatever. You know what I mean? So
yeah.
Try it out. Raw guarana.
Okay. I'll try that out.
Yeah, I'll text it to you. And listen, here's the deal. I can escape from the world I see by giving up attack thoughts about and then myself in whatever situation I'm in. And then the other thing is I can escape the world I see by giving up. You know, the other day I got really annoyed at a friend, and I was like, man, about this situation with him, with her, whoever it may be. And I described it. I felt much better. So it's something in the Course of Miracles that I'm working on, because I don't know how you are, but sometimes I get so angry about things that don't even matter anymore, past stuff. Because I'm working on a lot of stuff with the live in the now. And, you know, I get so angry about past thoughts I had of, you know, being not the best I can be in whatever. You know what I mean? Because I'm the best at that moment that I can possibly be. You know, whatever it may be slowing me down or speeding me up, maybe it's a fear or whatever. But if I work on that, then I let that fear go, and that doesn't affect my performance, you know, in spirituality or anything, you know, or in sports or in just being with people. It used to get really stressed about talking in front of people, believe it or not, and I had to do it over and over again. Wish I'd had that phrase. I probably wouldn't have to do it so many times. Okay, from day one. So I want my day to feel, look up like I'm really satisfied at the end of the day with everything that I did. You know what I mean? And and working on our new up and coming radio show, which is cool. Working on being ready for a guy, being a girlfriend, and being the best I can be. And how about you? What are you going to work on today? Energy is cool. I get that. Moving around.
Yeah.
That's great.
Moving around, energy, working on payroll at work. So I've set some goals for myself there at the office to get a few other tasks done in conjunction with my payroll, just so it'll be a smoother process at the end of the month. So that's what I'm trying to do. It's a little bit more than I usually do.
That's cool. But moving. I'm impressed that you're moving consistently. That takes guts. And it takes, like, because, you know, there are times I wake up and I don't want to run today. I get out and I'm okay. Or I don't want to go work out at Orange Theory. Or I don't want to talk today. And I would like to watch TV all day. But then I can't do that. I'd be all bored. I don't know. So, good for you that you're doing, taking all the new stuff on. And I'm excited too, because we've got some great brand new things happening in Angel Coaches. Blogging, Whitney is like amazing. She's thought of a new idea that, and I like it. She sent me an email about it last night, so I'm like, yeah, it works. I haven't even told her yet, but she's listening. I'm saying it, so I know you can't talk, Whitney. So I'm so glad you're here, Vic. But the blogging and everything, we're going to really go over that in a cool way, because I got a whole system that works so people can really get their work out there. And we're doing our second class, and I already got people lined up to take it. So not registered now, but registering for the first one. So you guys can teach it. And hopefully, so we'll you know, so you got to listen in and participate, so you know what to teach in the first and second and third. So I thought Allison and Victoria will teach the first class. Maybe you and Donna, or you can teach the second class, and because we've got other people that want to take it. Okay, so you keep that in your thoughts. All right, so we're going to do the first class in August, and you guys make the people know, and then also create the money, and because, you know, it's a paid class, so the information is going to be really good that you'll share, and then add your own personality with it. So that's cool. So you got that. That's something that you're creating and you wanted to create, because I heard you before say, I'd like to teach more classes. So boom, here you go. How cool is that?
That's so cool.
Yeah, right? You're like, hey, I just said it. That's the power of the spoken word, okay? So I was like, yeah. There you go. God said, let there be light. There was light. See, let me teach more classes, and there you go. So, see, it's all connecting with the source. It's all good, source energy. That's cool. So your end of the day, you're going to be happy, satisfied. And we got Transformation Thursday tonight. So it's got a cool show on about people transforming their life and making it creating it to happen. I have a young lady who's 23, and she is a runner. I actually ran and raced with her on Memorial Day. And she had epilepsy, and she doesn't have it anymore. And she used to have, seizures, epilepsy attacks or seizures. I'm not even sure how you say it. But they're gone. And she's a runner, and she's a sweetheart. She really is. And little ball of energy, obviously. And she does really well with running, so we're going to hear her story. Hopefully, I think next weekend or next week. So that's something to look forward to. Midnight. Won't talk about that until it actually happens because I have a special speaker tonight. So I'll put that out there, and they're having a bit of a schedule conflict. But we will have a great transformation Thursday, as we always do. So that's that. And so Sue created something she wasn't even aware of. Okay, put that out there in the energy found, and got a class. And I know Whitney, you guys on Angel Center, she's doing some workshops too. We've got submitting our schedules to her, and she's an amazing woman there to help us get our stuff up and going. Anyway, all right. So, Vic, I know you're out there. Do you want to talk and say hello? My aunt, my uncle's 100th birthday is here today, and he says howdy. I call him howdy. Anyway, so, Vic, what do you want to talk or say hey or share with us what you want your day to look like?
Hey, good morning.
Good morning. So talk to us. If you feel up to it, because I put Vicky on the spot all the time. Bless your heart.
Yeah, you do.
You do. I do. Don't worry. And Allie's out there. I hear you, Allie Cat. Yeah, she'll be here on the second. Oh, we're going to talk to her. But what do you want to create today? What do you want your day to look like? I'll start with that. Because I know you're working on yourself. We all are.
I didn't know you were talking to me, but yes.
Yeah, well, why do you want your day to look like that young lady? She started Orange Theory too, Vicky did. Anyway, Orange Theory kickboxing class. Vicky's pretty amazing. So she's doing a lot of different things.
I am going, yeah. Well, that's why I'm a little distracted. I am going to, or I'm getting ready to go to Orange Theory as we speak, and then I have a busy day of work. So I am creating prosperity and abundance today.
Good deal. There you go. And you kick it. Can you create in some kick-ass legs? But today is the fitness challenge. It's 2,000 meters on the rowers, just to let you know. Okay. So
I don't think I can keep up with you, but I will certainly try.
Yeah, well, you know what? God bless you, man. Go do it because it's her first week. So, and
yes.
That's a tough
my
that's
third
a
tough class.
Your third class, 2,000 meters. Third class, when I started, it'll be 3 years in September, I was like, man, I go, what's the row? You know, so good for you. Mm-hmm. She started out in excellent shape. So, anyway, that's cool. Good for you, Vic. Let me know how that works.
Yeah, I will.
I'm going, man, that's going to be a tough row today. You know, and so anyway, good luck with that. We support you. How about you, Allie?
You got me.
I know, right?
Yeah. What is that fork at that you always poke me with?
There you go.
Exactly. Today, focus. I've got to focus, and I've got to be very disciplined. That's what I'm putting out there today. I've got a lot going on at work. I've got and I also need to have that in my private life too, in my personal life, more focused and more disciplined in a few areas, and also continuing to look for Lupa. And I really need to focus my intentions on me, really, and what I want, and just to quit goofing off and figure it out. So that's where I'm at today. Today is very purposeful in my mind. So that's the intention I'm putting out for today.
Cool. What's your intention? Say that again, because I want to get that.
To be purposeful today, to be very, very focused on work, on, you know, some of the angel coaches stuff that I need to be focused on. I need to be focused on me, on things that I need to do for myself. Because you and I talked last night that I was like, yeah, I need to get back on track here.
Okay. Be purposeful. I like that. Okay. my intention, let's do our intentions, you guys, so Vicky can get there. Vicky, man, I'm supporting you because that's a tough one, and it's your brand new, so I'm like, wow, that's a wow moment for me. Change your mindset, change your life, and that's what I've been saying it. I said that last night, and I'm saying it today. You know, I said it the day before. Check out that video, you guys. It's really incredible on Facebook.com/angelcoaches about Garen Williams. I think it's, I can't, Garen, and he's a voice of hope. He really goes into that. He was homeless, and now he's making unlimited income. And but it was change your mindset, change your life, and he's happy and inspiring people. So, and he's got the prosperity in every area to show that. Change your mindset, change your life. That's my, that is the one I'm using. How about you, Sue?
Oh, my gosh, I'm at a loss for words. My intention is to I think probably put on my to-do list the things I actually intend to do.
All right, there you go. You always in. That's good. I take a good one for you because you're inspired. It's always keep moving. You're just doing it. So that takes steps. Mm-hmm. It does. And you do always do what's on your to-do list. I start with one thing on mine. I'm like, ooh, I got it. Anyway, so you're misorganizing me. How about you, Miss Vic?
Yes.
Okay, so maybe. Yeah, oh, good.
Yes.
What's your intention today?
change my mind, or change my thoughts, change my life.
Amen. Okay, change my thoughts, change your life. Anyway, hey, listen, I love you guys, but I think our intentions are important, so we support. I support, I know every each and every one of us support the whole group with this. But good luck with that today, and you're going to do excellent and well. And then you and I need to go take a row class or go. There was like a place to go row for the hungry people. And I saw that. I go, you know, I need to do that. Okay. Go row for some hungry people. You know what I mean, guys. But anyway, you have fun with that and enjoy it, all right, and enjoy that challenge. You're up for it. Anyway, all right, guys, have a great now. We will see you tonight, Thursday night, 8 p.m. No, actually, it's earlier than that. It is 7 p.m., Transformation Thursday. You guys have a wonderful now. Take care, everybody. Bye.
Bye.
Thank you.